服务员与聆听外昆塔之音，现在开始播音。各位尊敬的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年2月26日星期二，我们荣幸的邀请到 Tia Raja 跑步继续为我们讲述国家房客园艺，敬请聆听。
Om Namo Bhagavate VasudevayaOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Bhagavad Gita chapter 17, which is called The Divisions of Faith, and this is a short chapter. It only has 28 verses.
我们今天将阅读的是《国家梵歌原意》第十七章《信仰的划分》，这是一个比较简短的章节，只有28个诗节。
So after having heard most of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked Krishna, what happens to those who hear the philosophy, but then at some point they don't follow it?
在聆听了博迦梵歌大部分的内容之后， Arjuna 问 Krishna, 那些聆听了哲学，但是有时呢，并没有遵守着去做的人会如何？
And he also wants to know what mode of material nature does such a person exist in? Is he in passion or in ignorance or in goodness?
他也想知道这种人是在什么属性当中，是在激情属性当中呢，还是在善良属性当中，还是在愚昧属性当中呢？
So Krishna explains that according to the scriptures, our faith, our belief can be in one of the three modes, either goodness,passion or ignorance.
Krishna 解释说，根据经典，信仰有三类，要么是在善良属性中的信仰，要么是激情或愚昧属性中的信仰。
And the conclusion is that blind faith can never lead one to the path of perfection.
然而结论是，盲目的信仰永远不会把人导向解脱之途。
Only by carefully hearing.And applying one's intelligence in the association of advanced devotees, can one change one's faith to a higher mode, to a better state?
只有通过在进步奉献者的联谊当中，仔细的聆听和恰当的运用智力，一个人才能够改变他的信仰到更高的属性，到更好的阶段。
So this faith.Originally comes from the mode of goodness, but it becomes contaminated by the lower modes, by passion and ignorance.
信仰最初是来自于善良属性的，但是呢，由于和低等的激情和愚昧属性的联谊，它变得被污染了。
So that's why we stress that if you want to develop genuine spirituality, a life of goodness.Has to be pursued in all aspects of one's life.
因此呢，我们就是强调说，如果要发展真正的灵性的话，一个人应该争取在他生活的各个方面达到善良属性的层面。
Because in goodness, one's faith is again, restored.
因为在善良属性当中呢，一个人的这个信仰就会。受到保留。
So even in goodness, we're not talking transcendental goodness, but even in goodness, people may have demigod worship, whereas in passion, their worship can be that of demons, and in ignorance, people they worship ghosts.
我们在这里还没有谈论到这个超然的信仰，我们只是说善良属性中的信仰是崇拜半神人。激情属性中的信仰是崇拜恶魔，愚昧属性中的信仰是崇拜鬼魂。
Now Krishna goes on to explain some activities, that may be good in goodness, passion or ignorance.
接下来，Krishna 描述了一些善良属性、激情属性和愚昧属性当中的活动。
So he says that everyone understands the benefit of.Performing austerities and fasting, but when you do these austerities for your own pleasure, or to get some benediction or some mystic power, then these austerities are considered to be in the mode of ignorance.
他说到呢，每个人都知道从事苦行和戒食带来的益处，但是如果某人从事苦行是为了他自己的快乐，或者为了得到某些祝福或神秘力量，那这种苦行就被认为是愚昧属性当中的苦行。
Because austerities are meant to be performed they are only meant to be performed for the pleasure of Krishna.
因为所有苦行都应该只是为了取悦至尊人格守神而做的。
So just like fasting, Srila Prabhupada says specifically, those who fast for political reasons or any other reason not related to pleasing Krishna, he says they're demoniac and they're in the mode of ignorance.
这些苦行呢，应该是为取悦至尊人格守神，而不是为了其他的目的。正如有关戒食，虽然帕奥帕说到，那些为了政治目的或者其他动机，跟取悦 Krishna 没有关系的这些苦行，实际上都是邪恶的，都是处在愚昧形态当中的。
We may remember that Srila Prabhupada, when he was a young man, he was a follower of Gandhi.
我们还记得当睡拉帕奥帕还是年轻人的时候，他是圣雄甘地的一位追随者。
And Gandhi was famous because he would fast to get some political, to make a political statement.
这个甘地他当时呢，他是非常有名望的，因为呢，他就是为了他发表这个政治声言来进行戒食。
So this is why Srila Prabhupada mentions this, because even though he had previously been a follower of Gandhi, later when he understood the Bhagavad Gita, he could understand that this type of activity was actually demoniac by Gandhi.
所以说这就是为什么 Srila Prabhupada 在这里提到这一点的原因，因为呢，甚至 Srila Prabhupada 之前他都是圣雄甘地的追随者，但是当他之后，知悉了这个薄伽梵歌之后呢，睡了帕奥帕认识到，甘地所做的这种为了出于政治目的所做的苦行，实际上是邪恶的。
And even in modern day, sometimes we hear about people they fast to try to achieve some political or some statement, but all these activities are considered demoniac.
即便是在当今社会，也有一些人或者政治领袖，他们为了政治的这种地位去进行戒食，实际上这种形式的戒食都是邪恶的。
Now when we speak about food, it said that food that one person was doing some service for a spiritual master and giving some money.But then when the spiritual master wouldn't initiate that person, caused some big problem. Some said, I gave you so much money, why you don't initiate me?
这个我们可能会见到过这样的事情，就是有些人呢，给灵性导师，给咕噜做了一些服务，比如说他给咕噜给了一些钱财的布施，但是呢，这个咕噜并没有启迪那个人，所以那个人就变得所以那个人就变得很不高兴，他会说，既然我给了你钱，你为什么不给我启迪呢？
Maybe some of the devotees who are in Mayapur, they witnessed this incident. It was it was not very nice.
也许在 Mayapur 的某些奉献者曾经目睹过这种事件的发生，这个不是那么令人愉快的事情。
So devotional service is not for some material benefits.
所以奉献服务并不是为了我们得到一些物质的利益。
When we do service to please Krishna, we do it in the mode of goodness because that's the position of a Vaishnava.
当我们为了 Krishna 的快乐而从事奉献服务的时候，这就是。
这也是 Krishna 的。
Hi, Krishna.
Yeah, just waiting for the network to get better again.
Krishna.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out now. Okay, so even sacrifices that people perform to be elevated to the heavenly planets, to the demigods, they're considered unfavorable if you're doing pure devotional service.
即使是为了提升到高等星球, 去到半神人那里的祭祀, 也被认为是不利于纯粹奉献服务的履行的。
So therefore, it's concluded that any sacrifice or anything that you do that is not done just purely for the pleasure of Krishna should be avoided.
因此结论是呢, 任何不是为了Krishna的快乐而举行的祭祀都应当避免。
Now, it's said that real austerity of the body is to worship the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superiors like the mother and father, and to perform cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. These are the real austerities of the body.
接下来谈到了身体的苦行，身体的真正的苦行是崇拜至尊主、婆罗门、灵性导师、长辈如父亲和母亲。 以及练习清洁、简朴、遵守和非暴力。
Srila Prabhupada, in another purport, he explains that the austerities of the devotees in the Kali Yuga are to follow the four regular principles. This is the only austerity that devotees have to perform.
Srila Prabhupada 在另一个师节的要旨当中说到呢, 对于奉献者而言,苦行 在这个年代的苦行就是遵守四项规范原则，遵守四项规范原则就是这个年代的苦行。If
we can just follow those four principles nicely, that's the only austerity you have to perform.
如果你能够很好的遵守这四项基本规范原则，这就是你可以从事的，唯一可以从事的苦行。Now,
here in this verse, actually, Krishna explains different kinds of austerities and penances.
至尊守神
become satisfied.
通过聆听 Krishna的故事, 我们的心意会得到满足。
We have to become free from a duplicity or double talk, where we say one thing but we mean something else.
或者是说，另一方面呢，我们应该 放弃虚伪，放弃这种虚伪的言行为，比方说我们说的一句话，而心里却想着另外一件事情。
So we have to speak the truth when we are speaking.
所以当我们说话的时候呢，我们应该说真话，应该真诚。
So this is the austerity of the mind, the austerity of the tongue, but it is all meant to please Krishna.
所有这些都是心意的苦行，舌头的苦行，这些苦行都是为了取悦Krishna。
Now, austerity is performed out of passion, and when we expect some honor, or we expect that when we speak we should get some respect or some praise from others.
现在谈到的是激情形态当中的苦行，当我们期待一些荣誉。 或者是说期待别人的尊敬的时候去做这样的苦行，就是激情形态中的。Because
if we get some praise or honor, if we don't keep getting that, then we end up getting frustrated and angry.
因为呢，如果我们总是想要得到别人的赞美和这种荣耀的话，而一旦我们得不到的话，那最终就会导致愤怒和沮丧。
Similarly, austerities that are performed in the mode of ignorance are when somebody inflicts some pain on their body, just for some benefit.
如果一个人呢，为了某一些目的去给他的自己的身体施加痛苦，那这种苦行就是愚昧形态当中的苦行。We
can read about Hiranyakashipu. He performed an austerity, and his whole body was eaten by the ants.
我们听说过黑人卡西普从事的苦行，他的整个身体都被蚂蚁给吞噬了。So,
there are different types of austerities people perform in the mode of ignorance.
所以在 这个人们在愚昧属性当中也会从事各种不同的苦行。
So devotees of Krishna, they avoid such austerities because they're not, because devotees are not in this mode of passion.
然而呢，奉献者会避免这些激情和愚昧属性当中的苦行，因为呢，奉献者应该处在善良形态当中。
So next comes charity.
接下来谈到的是施舍布施。
So Krishna says, when we give to the right person at the right time, without any expectation of return, then the charity is in the mode of goodness.
Krishna 说到呢，如果我们在恰当的时间，在正确的时间向正确的人物进行布施，而且不期待回报的话，这就是善良形态当中的布施。
Sometimes we may give something to a poor person, but if that person has no spiritual inclination, he has no interest in spiritual life, then that charity will also not help that person make any spiritual advancement.
有时呢，我们会向一个穷人给予布施，但是呢，如果这个人本身没有灵性倾向，或者他对灵性没有任何兴趣的话，那这种布施也不会给任何人带来任何灵性进步。
Of course, that's not to say that devotees don't help people who are suffering. If you see somebody suffering and you can help them, you should.
但是呢，这并不意味着奉献者不应该帮助那些痛苦的人。但如果我们看到某个人处在痛苦当中的话，我们应该去帮助他。
Now, sometimes people also give some charity.And the idea that I will get something back. So this is in the mode of passion.
有的时候呢，人们给予布施是心里想着他可以得到某些回报。那这种布施呢，就是处在激情属性当中的布施。
Of course, sometimes in China, you have to give some charity to maybe a teacher or somebody, because without that, your life will become difficult. So.This is a specific thing, but generally devotees avoid giving such charity.
这个比方说在中国的时候，可能在中国的话，有些人会给他们的老师啊或者某个人一些布施、一些施舍来解决他们自己的问题。因为这可能是比较情况比较特，这是在情况比较特殊的情况下做的，但是一般而言。奉献者不会去做这种激情属性的布施。
Because when you give charity to people who use their money for sense gratification, that charity is considered to be in the mode of ignorance.
因为呢，如果你把这个钱布施给某个人，而那个人呢，把这个钱用来感官享乐了，那这种布施就是愚昧形态的。
Anyway, if you have to sometimes do these things,for your work or for your education, what can you do? You just have to pray to Krishna, Hare Krishna. I hope that the person will somehow be benefited because a devotee gives him some blessing.
如果呢，我们在生活当中，就是出于工作或者是接受教育的原因，必须得向某个人给予这个布施的话。那如果我们不得不这样去做的话，那我们只有向 Krishna 去祈祷一下，就是祈祷说这个接受这个布施的人能够得到一些益处，因为呢有奉献者的这个祝福在这里。
I'm sure the devotees understand how to do this properly.
我相信奉献者们一定知道如何能够恰当的去做到这一点。
The main point is that charity and that sacrifices.Should always be done for the pleasure of Krishna.
最关键的一点就是说，无论是苦行还是施舍，应该总是去为了满足至尊主 Krishna.
So, especially when one is giving charity, there should also be some mantras.
尤其是当一个人在给予施舍的时候呢，同时应该唱诵一些曼陀罗。
Especially the Hare Krishna mantra.
尤其是要唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。
Of course, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the words Om Tat Sat are very important because they indicate some perfection.
当然了，舍拉帕法在他的要旨当中提到，唱诵 Om Tat Sat 是很重要的，因为这些音节象征着完美。
You read that in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita at the end, Srila Prabhupada says this Om Tat Sat.
在这个博迦梵歌的这个导言的末尾呢，舍拉帕法也提到了 Om Tat Sat。
So I've given some, I did some research what these things actually mean. So Om, there are three goals in life. So Om satisfies the first goal, Tat the second, and Sat the third goal.
那帕布说他对这三个音节做了一些研究。因为我们的生命呢有三个目标，那 Om 代表的是第一个目标， Tat 代表第二个目标，而 Sat 代表第三个目标。
So Tat means that we do performance without fruit of gain, without some expectation of return.
Tat 就意味着我们从事的活动是不带有功利性目标的。不带有功利性目的的，就是说你从事了某一项活动，但是呢，你并不期待这个活动的结果。
Sat means the absolute truth, means that